This is AgriPulse Daybreak West for Tuesday, March 3rd. Good morning, I'm Jeff Daly. Here's today's headlines. Congress presses on permitting reform. CARB's new farmer gets broad support and farm bill on tap today. A broad coalition of agricultural business and infrastructure groups, including California Farm Bureau and the California Chamber of Commerce, urging the U.S. Senate to swiftly pass legislation to reform permitting. The associations argue that outdated federal review processes are stalling critical projects nationwide. In a letter to senators last week, more than 600 organizations from every state called for a more modernized, efficient, predictable, and transparent permitting process to provide greater certainty for investment and speed construction of energy, water, broadband, and transportation infrastructure. The coalition said permitting delays are inflating costs amid rising material and labor prices while postponing benefits such as safer roads, upgraded drinking water systems, and more affordable energy. California signatories span a wide swath of the state economy, from county farm bureaus and commodity groups to dozens of local chambers of commerce and regional business associations. National agricultural groups, including the American Farm Bureau Federation and the National Cattlemen's Beef Association, also signed on. The letter follows House passage of several permitting reform bills in late 2025, and it reflects mounting pressure from industry groups that argue federal reviews under laws like the National Environmental Policy Act can take years, delaying energy projects, water storage investments, and transmission lines critical to agriculture and rural communities. Linda Hopkins has gained bipartisan approval with her appointment to the California Air Resources Board. Hopkins runs a small organic farm in Harrellsburg, serves as Sonoma County Supervisor, and chairs the Air District Board for the Bay Area. During her confirmation hearing in the Senate Rules Committee, Hopkins emphasized the importance of agriculture in California's climate strategy and acknowledged concerns about regulatory impacts on farmers and ranchers. She said she understands the pressure facing producers, particularly around rising compliance costs and the risk of leakage where production shifts out of state to jurisdictions with weaker environmental standards. As a small farmer, I used to sell vegetables at the farmer's market, and I would compete against cheap out-of-country imports, said Hopkins, adding that she faced this while, quote, complying with some of the most stringent regulations in the country when it comes to agriculture. Hopkins pledged to maintain an open line of communication with stakeholders as the board continues implementing sweeping climate policies, particularly as she learns more about the low carbon fuel standard. Lawmakers raised questions about balancing the state's aggressive climate targets with economic competitiveness. Hopkins responded that California can lead on climate policy while supporting its agriculture sector, but stressed that regulators must carefully consider real-world impacts. In 2024, Hopkins spoke out against Measure J, that was a local ballot proposal that unsuccessfully sought to ban most confined feeding operations. She argued the unfunded mandate would force the county to pull money from paving roads and providing critical services, and said environmental advocates straight up lied to her several times as they pressed her to sign the petition. Under the guise of animal welfare, the proposal would have sentenced a whole bunch of beautiful dairy cows to death, she added. The House Agriculture Committee takes up a new farm bill today, spurring fresh debate on pesticide safety, tariffs, and other key issues. The markup comes amid U.S. military conflict in Iran that could raise farm input prices, as well as uncertainty around President Donald Trump's long-term trade strategy. Ag Committee Chair Glenn G.T. Thompson proposed farm bill would establish the Environmental Protection Agency as the single authority for pesticide labeling, barring states and courts from requiring labels to include warnings different from what's been approved by the EPA. Ag groups like CropLife America and companies like Bayer, the main U.S. manufacturer of glyphosate, praise the pesticide language. Brian Naber, Bayer's head of North America and Australia-New Zealand region for crop science, has told AgriPulse, quote, "We need to reconfirm that the EPA regulatory framework is the law. This legislation is so important to give innovators certainty that we have a science-driven, well-functioning regulatory agency." The nonprofit group Beyond Pesticides criticized the language for hamstringing litigants bringing lawsuits alleging chemicals such as Roundup cause cancer. EPA has said glyphosate, the active ingredient in Roundup, is unlikely to cause cancer. Representative Angie Craig, the House Ag Committee's top Democrat, has called the Farm Bill pesticide provision, quote, a poison pill. The draft Farm Bill also calls to nullify California's controversial Proposition 12 standards for animal welfare and will also be among major topics during the markup. Here's today's final word. I have personal experience with leakage, and that's a statement I would not want taken out of context. That CARB member, Linda Hopkins, sharing her challenges as a farmer competing with cheap imported foods from countries with lax air quality regulations. Well, that's Daybreak West for this Tuesday, March 3rd. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak West, I'm Jeff Daly.